residents of Gnar's Roost. It sounded like half of it had been shot to pieces already. Satisfied that nothing too vulnerable was exposed, she peered out from cover and hefted her modified snub rifle. Illegal on Coruscant, except for elite Special Forces commandos, it featured a powerful sniper sight, which she trained on the Black Sun safe house. The main entrance was deserted, and there was no sign of the roof guard. That was unexpected. Still, the blaster fire came from within the fortified building. Could it be a trap of some kind? Wishing as always that she had backup, she lowered the rifle and lifted her helmeted head into full view. No one took a pot shot at her. No one even noticed her. The only people she could see were locals running for cover. But for the commotion coming from within, the street could have been completely deserted. Trap or no trap, she decided to get closer. Rattling slightly and ignoring the places where her second-hand armor chafed, Laren hustled low and fast from cover to cover until she was just meters from the front entrance. The weapons fire was deafening now, and screaming came with it. She tried to identify the weapons, blaster pistols and rifles of several different makes, at least one floor-mounted cannon, two or three vibrosaws, and beneath all that, a different sound, a roaring of superheated gases jetting violently through a nozzle, a flamethrower. No gang she'd heard of used fire. The risk of a blaze spreading everywhere was too high. Only someone from outside would employ a weapon like that. Only someone who didn't care what damage he left in his wake. Something exploded in an upper room, sending a shower of bricks and dust into the street. Laren ducked instinctively, but the wall held. If it had collapsed, she would have been buried under meters of rubble. Her left hand wanted to count down, and she let it. It felt wrong otherwise. Moving in 3, 2, 1. Silence fell. She froze. It was as though someone had pulled a switch. 1 minute, 9 kinds of chaos had been unfolding inside the building. Now, there was nothing. She pulled her hand in, countdown forgotten. She wasn't going anywhere until she knew what had just happened and who was involved. Something collapsed inside the building. Laren gripped her rifle more tightly. Footsteps crunched toward the entrance. 1 set of feet, that was all. She stood up in full view of the entrance, placed herself side on to reduce the target she made, and trained her rifle on the darkened doorway. The footsteps came closer, unhurried, confident, heavy, very heavy. The moment she saw movement in the doorway, she cried out in a firm voice, "Hold it right there!" Booted feet assumed a standing position, armored shins in metallic gray and green.
"Move slowly forward, into the light."
The owner of the legs took 1 step, then 2, revealing a Mandalorian so tall his helmeted head brushed the top of the doorway.
"That's far enough."
"For what?"
Laren maintained her cool in the face of that harsh, inhuman voice, although it was difficult. She'd seen Mandalorians in action before, and she knew how woefully equipped she was to deal with one now.
"For you to tell me what you were doing in there."
The domed head inclined slightly.
"I was seeking information."
"So you're a bounty hunter?"
"Does it matter what I am?"
"It does when you're messing up my people."